What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Hoop State Live podcast. Miles Mastrocola here, joined by Rod Bridgers and Anthony Simmons. Fellas, it's been a minute. Simmons, we'll start with you. How has everything been for you lately?
It's been good, man. Celebrating early this week, so just feel blessed. I'm excited. I'm really been busy. Just, you know, working with my guys, doing some stuff with Team Curry. I definitely miss this. I miss podcasts. I miss y'all. I miss just being on the road, broadcasting. It really, for a little while, like, it was cool because I was wrapped into, you know what I'm saying, the basketball stuff. I still had that itch, but it's just like, now the playoffs and everything, it just made it worse. Just like listening, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. I just can't wait to get back, you know what I'm saying, to what we do, for real.
No, 100%. I'm right there with you. It's been crazy traveling around for me, so it's been nuts. But, Rod, how's everything going with you?
Man, everything's been good. You know, on the countdown, baby boy's on the way, you know, less than 2 months. So, been trying to get prepared for that. I had an announcement on my own the other day, you know, the Elite 50 coming back here September the 11th. You know, so far, man, like the overwhelming response for so far is it's going to be crazy. So, and you know, anytime we do something with Hoop State, man, it's going to be crazy as well. So, but no, man, other than that, man, I've just been, you know, plugging away, you know, same thing.
No, it's definitely been cool. I remember looking at that Instagram post and just every few minutes scrolling and refreshing the comments. It was like another 20 were added. So,
yeah, it was crazy. It looked crazy yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's definitely great to see. Obviously, things have been busy. You know, me, Webb, and Max have gone to Dallas twice now, I think, since we recorded last. So, yeah. Been busy on that front, trying to grow everything and just kind of reaching new areas, obviously, with the network and stuff like that. So, that's kept me very busy. But one thing that is keeping kind of everyone busy right now is college coaches, well, Division I coaches, Division II and III, for, you know, have been allowed to go out and recruit. But for whatever reason, Division I coaches have not. And this past weekend, they kind of flooded our state and our area between the Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina events. I don't know if any of you guys had the chance to make it out there, but we saw a lot of kids we know get offers and new schools reach out and kind of have that energy back in the gym with college coaches. Simmons is someone that, you know, has coached in big live period events before. How would you describe the energy difference when you see college coaches lining up on the baseline to watch a game, and what is it like kind of seeing everyone come back in the gym over the past week?
Shit is real. Honestly, it's exciting. For the kids, man, I just say, you know, you actually get the opportunity to play the most meaningful games in your life. Like, your dreams are right in front of you. For what it means for just, you know, from the coach's side, you know what I'm saying, and the game period as a whole, I'm glad. Like, it's needed, bro. Like, it's needed so much. Of course, like, the game changed with COVID, you know. That was tough for everybody, but it changed the recruiting. The landscape of recruiting dramatically. You know, a lot of guys, you know, like, coaches could only see through video. So, you know what I'm saying? Some people won, some people lost. But for, you know, the coaches to be back out, I think it's everything kind of gets back to normal. Everything gets to reset. You know what I'm saying? And one of my favorite sayings, now the cream gonna rise to the top. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you want it. You want everything earned. And I mean, the only difference of it is with this now is I want the kids to understand how hard they have to work. Because now, like, with the landscape changing, with transfer rules and the portal, you know, it's going to be that much harder as a young buck to get one of those coaches to pull the trigger. But I know I can just chill and I can make a trade for Scottie Pippen. Like, you know what I mean? It's wild out here.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I do think you're right. Like, that energy's back, and it's kind of a realignment back to the norm. Rod, what were we kind of thinking when, you know, you see those pictures of coaches lining the gyms watching these prospects finally play again?
It was amazing. You know, it's been, I mean, what, a year and a half, literally, since almost 2 years since, you know, coaches have been out with Division I coaches, because I made that statement on Twitter last week, and, you know.
Oh, the vultures came and got you. Yeah, we saw
it. Yeah, you saw it. Now I was just like, well, you know what I mean, bro. Like, it's, I mean, we can say
everyone what we want. Knew exactly what you meant, but, you know, they just,
right. But at the end of the day, we call spade a spade. It's a different energy in the building when Division I coaches come see kids play. Like, you know, we can sit here and say all day, like, there's no disrespect to Division II or Division III, but, you know, if when somebody see Kevin Keats walk in the gym, Brad Brownell, Kellen Sampson from Houston, like watching all these guys walk in the gym, like, yo, you putting on, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it was exciting to see, you know, these guys, you know, get that opportunity. My thing for a lot of guys, you know, and my message to a lot of different kids or it was simple. Don't try to put everything into one game. Mm-hmm. Like the first game back, the coach is back. Like you ain't got to go for 30. Like you ain't got to go put up a triple double. Like just it's a slow grind. Like Isaiah Thomas always said, it's a slow grind, bro. Like you got a lot of hoop, a lot of bump left in these next couple of months. And, you know, just because somebody might not be on you now, by the end of July, it could be a totally different story. So,
yeah, no, definitely. I remember we had the Myers Park Summer League like the week before. And I was shout out to Scott Taylor and Nick Jones for helping us put that all together. It was a great event. But I was talking to Jalen Curry and Daniel Sanford of now Chambers High School, was formerly known as Vance. And, you know, neither of these guys, especially Jalen, like Jalen's, you know, for these 23 kids, they really haven't had a live period yet where they're really playing in front of college coaches like that. They kind of played that summer between their eighth and ninth grade year. But since then, they haven't really done it. So right. I was telling both of them, like, be you. Like, that's the biggest thing is you see all these coaches, you just want to make sure that the kids stay to themselves and they don't try to do too much, because it can be hard not to, putting yourself in their shoes with all those important eyes watching your every move. But no, it's great to see and excited to see what the kind of crowd the private school gets this coming weekend. And I know some North Carolina schools are headed down to Lake Point to play in the Georgia event. I think North Meck, Weddington, Myers Park, and Chambers are all heading down there. So we wish them the best of luck down there. 2022 class. So obviously with the coaches now just being allowed back into the gym, there are some guys that, you know, might be under recruited a little bit or maybe a little overlooked heading into the live period. So each of us are going to pick one guy that we think is an opportunity for a big July. Simmons, I want to start with you. Who do you got?
Just real quick, I'm going to say two. I'm just kind of right with my Curry boys, Kay Tyson, Logan Thurrett. You know what I'm saying? This is another opportunity, you know what I'm saying, for them that now coaches get to see, you know what I'm saying, their complete game, their personality, you know what I'm saying, how they are under pressure, their free throw shooting ability, you know what I'm saying, just everything, like the things that you can't see in film, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hope those guys, you know, have a good live period, you know what I'm saying? And I think both are definitely valuable pieces that can help a program.
Absolutely. Now, both those guys, I got to see Logan at Charlotte team camp last week, too. That was great. Seeing him play with Concord Academy. He'll have that this weekend with the private. And then, obviously, coming up with Team Curry on the UA circuit all throughout July. I know all three weekends are Under Armour weekends for y'all. Rod, who's the guy that you're looking out for in the live period?
I had one guy from this school, but I decided to go with his backcourt partner the last minute. I'm going Amari Haney from Winston-Salem Christian. Amari has been like the forgotten guy in the hoop fade. 2 years ago, we saw him come off the bench with that Moravian team with Josh Hall, Shaquille Moore, Jamari Harvey, those guys. And he made his presence felt. And we all felt like, yo, when Josh and Shaq are gone, he's that guy that's going to take that next step and to jump into that kind of quote-unquote hoop state superstardom. Unfortunately, you know, he had a tough ACL injury and missed all last season. But by all intents and purposes, Amari Haney is back. Mm-hmm. He's playing with Boo Williams, EYBL. He's running the show up there. And, you know, we got to remember, before Amari Haney was hurt, he had high major offers. He had Wake Forest, the old staff, but it was a high major. So I think that's a kid that, you know, we kind of forgot about him. Like, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So I think Amari is going to be a guy that's going to have a huge July in terms of, you know, turning coaches' heads. And I think he's going to carry that into next high school season as well, too.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we even saw the glimpses of it kind of late summer, early fall when he was with Team Eat last summer before the injury. So, yeah,
exactly.
Like, you know, now that he's back with Boo Williams, I saw he played at the Hoop Group Southern Jam Fest event up at Boo Williams and played well. So hopefully it can be a big peach jam for him in the month of July. For me, I'm going with a kid off the shoe circuit, Nolan Hodge, playing with the NC Gators, Northern Guilford kid. I mean, he kind of just epitomizes what like coaches are looking for, a guy that doesn't need a ton of volume, but is going to like produce every time he steps out. 3-and-D type, has some pop to his game, very athletic. So He's got UNCW, High Point, Radford, NCANT, Old Dominion, and Duquesne right now. And I think that his recruitment should take another little bump. You might see the UNCGs, the Coastal Carolinas, the Elons, potentially even like an ECU or a school like that, maybe a Winthrop, Wofford, kind of come in because of the size, the shooting, and the athleticism, the defensive versatility. So I think he's probably the kid in my 2022 that I'm like, hey, like this kid needs a little bit of a bump. CQ Lemon's another one that comes to mind with Team Loaded. So there's quite a few of underrated 2022 guys that will be out and about in the live period that hopefully will not be underrated too much longer. One other 2022 guy that has a lot of attention, Jaden Epps, announced his transfer into North Carolina to be in the backcourt with Robert Dillingham at Combine Academy. Simmons, when as a fan of elite guard play, when you saw this, what went through your brain?
You see my babe.
What'd you say?
Look at his
face. See my babe.
I see your face.
Man, listen. I'm just really getting on them. Listen, bro. I think we about to see Jeff be Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jeff is always, you know what I'm saying, built Combine into a winner. But now Combine's starting to get that national notoriety to the point where now he's starting to, you know, be able to get killers, and he already had killers. Like, we know that this guy's a national talent. You know what I'm saying? Top 100 kid, am I bugging?
No, you're right. Top 75 kid, most people.
Ah! So, I mean, like, you already know what time it is. Billy. You see him swinging on the rim at Charlotte. See the highlights. So, I mean, I just think now, like, Combine's trying to go to that next level. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much, you know, have been known in NC and on the East Coast. And I think, you know, them, man, they ain't ducking no smoke. They trying to be known nationally. So I look forward to seeing it. It's gonna be love, bro. It's gonna be some bomb burners because, you know, like God Rod said with Amari, like a lot of the teams around here, you know what I'm saying, that battle with each other have upgraded a lot for each other. So now when everybody gets on the floor, it's gonna be smoke. I can't wait.
It's gonna be a ton of fun to watch those two. Rod, how do you think that they can coexist? Because a lot of people see two, you know, 6'2 and under guards, but I think these are both two kids that can play on or off the ball and really coexist and make one another better, don't you?
1,000%. I gotta get on my Stephen A stuff here real quick for a second. So about a week or so ago, I received a phone call and was like, yo, I'm almost 95% sure Jaden Epps is going to Combine. And I was like, what? And it was like, yeah. And you know, talk to the family, and they kind of want to, you know, they want to talk to you about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, things like that. And, you know, so, you know, this decision was made. We just, you know, we chopped it up and about, you know, how they wanted to make the decision, how they want to announce it and things like that. But it was pretty cool to, you know, talk to him. I talked to him. I talked to his dad as well. You know, get to talk to them about, you know, just what we do here at the Hoop State and, you know, just the magnitude of bringing a talent like Jaden to the state of North Carolina. So that was great. But to the question, Jaden and Rob are like the perfect complement because they both got wiggle. But what makes both of them great is they can come off the ball. You know, you've seen Epps with Team Loaded come off the ball. He's the primary point guard, but you also see him come off the ball multiple times. Even with Dillingham, you see him with CP3, with Biz and Jalen Curry, he comes off the ball. So putting them two together, they're both kind of like they're that combo mode. I think they'll play well off each other. And one thing Jaden Epps can do, bro, that brother can shoot that basketball, bro. He can shoot that rock, and he's a killer. Like, if you got two killers in the backcourt like that, then you got a bull like A.J. Smith, and you got my boy Big Pat. And, oh, like, that's just that's a high-level team, bro. That's a high-level five. I'm excited to see him. He's excited to get down here, you know, just talking to him. He's excited to get here to play. And imagine them two in the wall, bro. That crowd. They haven't been in there. They missed a whole year. And that crowd's going to be with those two in the building, you know?
Yeah. So. No, it's just good luck is what I have to say to the people that have to guard them because it's – there are going to be some long nights. There are going to be some kids on the wrong end of mixtapes, and it's going to be fun to see. I'm excited to see those two kind of get after it. Another guard, another kid that, you know, very high profile, Bronny James. We were able to kind of see him come back on the court. We were able to have it on the network. For a young kid going through, obviously dealing with being the son of a pro, all the pressure and attention that comes to it, not only a pro, but one of the greatest to ever do it, if not the greatest to ever do it. And someone that is obviously at the center of the basketball attention at all times. And he's coming off a knee injury. When I don't know if you guys saw the watch any of the full games or saw the highlights, but Rod, we'll start with you. What did you kind of see from Bronny coming back on the court? And, you know, where do we see this going? Because as someone that got to watch him in person, he is a very, very talented basketball player, has a great foundational skill set at this point. What have you kind of seen in his return to action?
So what I've seen is you see the maturation of Bronny. Now you're seeing with that team, with Strive for Greatness this weekend, with no Amari Bailey, you saw what you're going to see for Bronny the next 2 years. There's no more Brandon Boston. There's no more Amari Bailey. There's no more Zaire Williams, right? That's what he played with.
Yeah.
Like he was all, he's always been in the background. Even though he's Bronny, he's still kind of been like fourth, fifth option. This weekend, you saw him, now from what I watched, you saw him in what his natural habitat, being a facilitator, being aggressive, like playing a complete basketball game, showing his athleticism, showing his shot off. So I think that's what you're going to see the next 2 years from Bronny going forward and Sierra Canyon. So I think now for the first time, I really, truly, personally saw, okay, I see why he's a top 20, 30, 40 kid in the country. Like, you can see it. So that's what I saw from him. I'm excited to see his growth, man.
Yeah, definitely. Simmons, you know, I said I was able to watch him big, 6'4", probably 205, 210 pounds. Obviously, as the expectation of the world on him, but for a kid like that, you know, it seems like he's doing a pretty good job of kind of just staying on his course, right?
Yeah, man. I've seen highlights. I haven't get a chance to really see him play. But, I mean, I think you just got to look at his foundation and who his dad is, man. Like, you know, it's pretty – like, his dad's one of the hardest working people to ever play this basketball game. You know, I mean, it's well documented. Spends $1 million on his body. So, I think that just naturally rubs off on Bronny. I think the thing about Bronny, you know what I'm saying, is like Rod said, like, you can see now, like, his intangibles and his feel are, like, through the roof. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, now it's just a matter of the skill work. You know, I tell my guys, that's cleanup. What you want is have the intangibles, the feel, and you want to know how to play. So then at high school, once you're playing and competing, you know, the skill where it comes in. But I definitely think his future is bright. And, I mean, just knowing LeBron, just knowing his legacy, just knowing his family, and he's looking at the kid and the kid's confidence, I'm pretty sure now he's trying to, you know, make a run at getting in the top 10 in those rankings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I know this next, towards the end of this year, I expect to see some spooky stuff from him.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's like a big kid now. Like, he's probably going to end up being 6'6 or so. So if he can continue on the path that he's on, like I said, has a great foundation, isn't great at one particular thing, but very good at everything. He's going to be a very, very good player. I'm excited to see him. And I just hope that the crazy internet culture we live in doesn't try to ruin him, because I'm sure they will. But it seems like that he's done a good job avoiding all that stuff and staying on the course. For just, you know, being the best Bronny that he can be. Looking ahead a little bit, talk about the playoffs first, because obviously there's a game going on right now. Phoenix is playing the Clippers right now. We have kind of a weird Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, where it's four teams that haven't really been there in a long time, from a standpoint of none of these teams have made the finals in a long, long time. The Suns since the 90s. Did the Hawks ever make the finals since –
No.
Bob Pettit, like, in St. Louis?
Nah,
like,
their first conference finals win last night.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. And Milwaukee hasn't really been there. I mean, they had the Ray Allen stuff in the early 2000s. That's kind of the closest they've been. But that didn't even feel like it was – like, it feels like the Bucks actually have a chance, potential chance to win a title. Simmons, we were talking earlier about your affinity for Trae Young and just watching him operate. What is that been your biggest takeaway of the playoffs, is we're seeing Trae Young become – a full-blown superstar / supervillain in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a main character. You know what I'm saying? But I just think we're getting a glimpse. I think we're getting a glimpse at the future of the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what I mean by future is you got Trae Young. You know, Trae Young is a young man, 22 years old. You know, we can't disrespect Devin Booker and what he's done. Can't disrespect DeAndre Ayton. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, Greek Freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's maturing more now, because, I mean, he's double MVP. But, you know, you're getting a chance, you know, to see him. And then with the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the LeBrons, you know what I'm saying? KD's having his run. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, just having a chance, another chance to look at Paul George. It's like, we're getting a chance absolutely now to see that there's other people that's worth $100 million too. Mm-hmm. Just not the ones that – it's just not the ones we're used to seeing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trae Young, that's $100 million. Okay, DeAndre Ayton, that's $100 million. You know what I'm saying? Devin Book, that's 200 for me. He did Book get 200. You know what I'm saying? So he get 200. So I mean, I just think it allows us to see that the NBA as a whole, and like the thing we talk about all the time. I think sometimes as a fan, you know, we get caught up in like really feeling like, you know, certain players are garbage because we don't see them. Well, now like we see that, like, you know, the NBA got hoopers on every team. You know what I'm saying? So it took me a while to get some adjusting to, but the basketball's been so good, I had to buy in.
Yeah. Rod, does it feel like this is kind of the year where the torch is being passed from that? Obviously, Durant and them are going to come back. LeBron's going to come back next year. But it feels like we're seeing the Booker, Trae Young, Ayton, Giannis generation. You throw a bunch of other guys in there, Tatum, Luka, that whole crew. It kind of feels like it's about to be their league. Is that kind of how it feels to you?
Let me say this. Yes and no.
There we go.
Yeah. I think the OGs have a last stand in them.
Yeah. Yes. So, because one thing I build my basketball knowledge on, and what I try to speak on, one thing I like to speak on is longevity. A lot of these guys that's doing it, Bron, like you think about it, Bron, KD, Steph, they've run the league for the last decade, like easily. Like that's why it's so weird now when we say, there's no Bron, there's no Steph, there's no KD in the playoffs. Like, what are we going to do? So we're automatically attaching ourselves to Devin Booker and Trae Young. So that's why you see people say, oh, Devin Booker's the next Kobe. Come on, bro. I was a Kobe stan, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That,
no. I love Book. Book ain't Kobe.
Nah.
Book ain't Kobe. Trae Young. Trae Young is out of his world right now. He not shit. We talking about a brother that went to 5 straight NBA finals.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Unanimous one. MVP.
Unanimous MVP. You can't skip steps in the process, bro. You cannot skip steps in this process. Bron went through it. Steph went through it. Jordan went through it. Everybody went through it. Like, you cannot skip these steps in that process. Once you skip, and see, the problem with social media today is that we take what we see in front of us in the moment right now, and we just take that for face value. Like, Trae Young's out of his world right now. Like, I told him last night, yo, out of his world. But am I ready to call him, the next great superstar? Eventually he'll be there. But, yo, just chill a little bit. Let the brother get a championship, bro. Let him get to a finals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Chris Paul, as great as Chris Paul's been, this is what his first
second
conference finals in 16, what, 16 years? Mm-hmm. Bro, it's not as easy as you think you getting there and getting back, bro. So that's how I feel about it.
Now, I just to piggyback, Rod, I agree with it, because at the same time, you know, like, with the stars we're dealing with, you got to think about it. The reason why I would say it's not ready yet, the passing of the torch, is because Bron is so pissed. Like, this is the same way Bron's season was before he got AD and went in the bubble.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, all signs are showing Russell Westbrook to L.A. Like, all signs are showing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then you know Steph and them, like, everybody's reloading. You know Brooklyn, like, now they healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, people keep forgetting, like, bro, Brooklyn didn't even have Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, if he's playing, like, they're hooping. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of knickknacks and all this stuff. Like the joint in the East is fugazi, because if Boston's healthy, it's Boston. Boston is that young team playing, whatchamacallit, with Jaylen Brown and all the different guys. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just – it's a lot. So, like, you know, I'm with Rod, man. I think the longevity, but, you know, the OGs can still form a team, and it's a dub. Like, yep. The guys are still in it. Still got 5-6 more really good years in them. Because to me now, sports is going to more like Tom Brady with the technology, right? Like, Bron playing until he's 42, 43, and he's only going to play with a title contender.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or his son.
So unless they have, like, some crazy, horrific injury, these guys are going to be hooping for a long time, bro.
It's like the great Ricky Bobby once said, with my high level of income in modern science technology, I can make it to 225, 300. You know?
Yo,
that was well played, Joe.
All right. Yeah. Oh man. Nah, but I do think that we are kind of seeing a flash of what the league is about to be. And I am excited for it because these are the same superstars that we've had since I was a kid. Like I was young. Like LeBron's been in the league since I was in the second grade. Like it's crazy. Maybe even earlier than that, but I am excited for it. And I do think that I love that Trae Young's embraced the whole villain thing. Like that's been so much fun to watch.
Yeah, that's been crazy. Yeah.
Like he lost one playoff game and New York started rioting and then he had to shut them all up. Like it was something.
Yeah, that New York thing he did is, I think he's definitely on some perennial all-star type stuff now.
Yeah, I do. And obviously, go ahead.
Man.
Sorry, Simmons, you were breaking up there, but nah. One of the last things, we have two more things to get to. Quick draft lottery. Cade Cunningham to Detroit. Weirdly enough, I actually like who he's going to be going to play with. Rod, when you saw the lottery, it's probably going to end up being Cade to Detroit. What do you think of that fit with Sadiq Bey and Isaiah Stewart and that whole crew?
I love it, man. It's a young core that's going to build. You know, so many times in the NBA, so many people, they try to get everything instantly. And places like Detroit, they're not able to get free agents to come there. So the best way they got to do, they got to build through the draft. And like, you know, you hit a home run last year with Stewart. You hit a home run with Sadiq Bey as well. Now you get a generational talent in Cade Cunningham. And I need people to stop overthinking it, man. Cade's all day, number one, bro. Like, it's not a discussion, bro. You don't go into this draft and say, should we take Cade Cunningham? You go into this draft and saying, all right, we got Cade Cunningham on our roster. Who's next, basically?
Yeah.
He's been the number one pick. And I said on Twitter, he's been the number one pick for 2 years, bro. Like, what are we really talking about here? This is only a matter of time.
He was a pro at Broughton in December a year and a half ago.
Exactly. So, draft lottery was interesting. You know, I was a little hurt that, you know, we didn't get that top five pick. But I am excited.
7-14, though. That's good.
7-14 give us some good options. I have seen that if we do keep the seventh pick, they're kind of locking in on two guys, Scotty Barnes or Davion Mitchell. And I was like, if we get either one of them, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. No, that's spooky.
Either one of them.
Because Scotty's almost like Draymond 2.0 with higher ceiling.
Exactly. And I got to shout my dog out too. I said, if we get that 14th pick, we're swinging for the fence. Let's go get a guy like Trey Murphy. Let's get our Hoop State guy, a shooter with size, man. I mean, you know, people might say that's too high. Shit, Cam Johnson went 13 with Phoenix and is in the rotation, in the game right now. Is he in the game right now?
Nah, he might be. Bench,
he on the bench right now. But point remains, like, he's the first guy off the bench for them.
Yeah, definitely. Simmons, with the draft lottery, with obviously Cade Cunningham potentially going to Troy, obviously all these top guys, what was the thing that grabbed your attention? And obviously you guys are both Warriors guys with your love for Steph. What 7-14, that's got to be feeling pretty good if you're the Warriors people. Simmons?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Zion. Yeah, I'm here. I said, I'm trying to get Zion for this.
No, I can't hear you. Who'd you say?
I said, I'm trying to get Zion. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, you're trying to go for Zion.
Yeah, we need to get Zion, man. Zion trying to swerve, bro. We need to go get Zion, man.
Trade Wiseman 7-14 for Zion?
Man, yeah, man. And seeing Wiggy. We need to go, too. But, no, I mean, my biggest thing of it is, like, those teams closest in the draft, like your Houstons, your Clevelands and all that, I'm interested to see what they're going to do because, I mean, Cleveland got 100,000 guards. You know what I'm saying? Houston need every position. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just really interested to see, you know what I'm saying, how stuff fall because like Rod said, like, when, you know, you got a couple of idiots in the front office. You know what I'm saying? It's like some guys could slide, man, but I'm just interested to see where all these young pieces land. And, you know, the one thing that's kind of like it's tough is like the Cade Cunningham with Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you know, Detroit, like, I mean, they need it. They put them right in there. So now that's just more movement.
Yeah. I would like to see Cade and Kuminga go 1-2 just for a little John Wall holiday bump.
That would be tough.
I don't think Kuminga is going to go 2, but I do think he is going to be very good.
Do they have him projected as a top 10 pick right now?
Yeah, they have him, projected at 5.
5 or to Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah, Orlando, I could see that.
They love drafting big wings that can't really shoot yet.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's like their favorite thing to do. So, yeah, draft lottery went down. Obviously, like we said, Detroit gets the number one pick. They're probably going to get Cade Cunningham. Trey Murphy and Daron Sharpe will probably be the first two North Carolina guys selected. Jaden Springer kind of in there too. So,
Daron, you know, he pulled out of the combine, pulled out of everything. So, for the streeties, he got a guarantee.
Oh, really? Well, good for him.
I like
it. Oh, wow.
Good for him.
Yeah. Anytime, I mean, history shows the anytime that happens, like, you got a guarantee.
Yeah, we'll probably be gone before 15, if that's the case, or something before 20, maybe. Yeah,
I mean, he's been there, man. Like, he's been there. Like, they had them eyes on Dave Ryan. It's only up. That's a worker right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one guy as a Knicks fan at 21 who I'd love to see us get us Cam Thomas, man. Get us some shot making. Get us Cam. Or maybe Josh.
What happened to Miles Powell?
He's just going to get picked on too much defensively. Small. He's just too small. And who was the other one that I wanted to mention? I'm blanking on it. Not Cam Thomas. I don't even know. I'm blanking on it. There's a few in this draft that are very intriguing. Oh, yeah. Sharif Cooper's 6'5 now?
Yeah, bro. They got it. They bugging, bro.
Yo, so yeah, what happened? I was about to text y'all that, but I waited for the potty. Like, they saying with no shoes on, he's 6'3".
6'3.75 with no shoes. And Simmons, you've been a big advocate for the poof haircut with Jonas for years now. So maybe he got the poof benefit of the poof.
Yo, listen, that poof different, bro. You know what I'm saying? You seen a video of my guy, he got the poof going out. 7'3", baby. That's what we selling, 7'3".
Oh, man. But nah, that's crazy. I'll tell you what, he's going to go a lot higher than projected at 22 if he's 6'4". So
all I know is this, man. Like, yo, that's a gamer, bro. So, like, just give Sharif a screen, bro. Mm-hmm. The NBA game, that's his game, bro. Like, that's his game, yo. So I definitely think he can find himself kind of way Cole Anthony settled in, bro. Mm-hmm. Cole Anthony settled in.
No, Cole Anthony was one of the best rookie guards in the league all year.
That hurts me because when I was still a Carolina fan, I wanted to see that, man.
Yeah, we got
robbed of that one, bro.
Yeah, it sucks.
He's supposed to dance for Big Roy, bro.
He was so damn good at Oak Hill, too. It was so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Him and Cam were – oh, my goodness. It was crazy. But, yeah, draft lottery, like we said, we'll keep our eyes on that and have more draft coverage as it approaches. Soul Food, is this the third year of it? Soul Food 3 or Soul
– third year.
Soul Food 3.
So Soul Food 3, our guy Pooby Chapman did an unbelievable job setting this all up. I wasn't there. Me, Max, and Webb were in Dallas, but you guys were both there. Simmons, we'll start with you. How was the day? Was it just a great day of celebration and positivity that it was supposed to be?
Yeah, man. For me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, it's documented that there were some events after, you know what I'm saying, that some young, I would say whippersnappers, you know what I'm saying, partaking in some nonsense. But honestly, bro, Soul Food is always a big family reunion for me. I think the best way to explain it is I was blessed to have my high school coach, who was John Baker. His dad was a sheriff in Wake County for a long, long time. And also the director of the Boys Club, Ron, you know, to see those older gentlemen now in their early 60s actually have a chance to come out and see a lot of lives they help save, you know, and get to stay out there for 2-3 hours, have a meal, shake hands, take pictures. That's what it is for me. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I think for all the guys, like, if you're 21 and up, 22, 23, like, that's what Soul Food is for you, man, because, like, it's a beautiful thing if you're from Raleigh, bro, to see everybody's, like, it's no beef. It's just all love, man, because it's that thing. Soul Food is not about you. That's what the thing of it is. Like, if you look at the definition of it, it's bigger than yourself. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know what I'm saying? It was great. Like, at one point, I was sitting there talking. I think I was talking to Poopy, to be honest. Somebody's grabbing at my pockets. I look down. Obviously, he's not small. I look up. It's Wall, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, shoot. He was icy, too. I'm talking meat meal iced. You know what I'm saying? So I got me snap me a little pic. I was getting swole. You know what I'm saying? But like, it was good. Saw Devontae Graham out there. He was looking real 6'5". It's like he come up the ball screen. You know what I'm saying? So it was good. Des Wells, you know what I mean? Everybody was out there, man. So just being from Raleigh, it was a positive weekend, man, in my opinion.
Rod, for you?
No, definitely. For me, it's just, you know, being a part of an event like that, you know, on Juneteenth, you know, that celebrates the culture and defines who we are as a people and things like that. I think it was amazing to be there just to see, you know, everything and how everything was. You know, I think what the thing I hate the most is, you know, how the negative gets plastered and posted everywhere, you know, as opposed to all the positive that happened that day. And, you know, right, a lot of people hit me, yo, I saw what happened, blah, 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 just had in third. Okay, but, yo, do you want to talk about how great the event was? Because, I mean, if you want to be technical about it, it happened after the event. One thing I will do, I respect a hell out of Poopy because, you know, Poopy could have easily been like, yo, that was after the event. That's, you know, that's not me. I didn't have anything to do with that. But when you hold an event and you're a voice of the people, one thing about being an adult, you got to accept accountability. You have accountability and be accountable for your actions because everybody was there today because of what you did. So, and I think that's what Poop did. You know, he held himself accountable for it. And, you know, obviously he didn't have anything to do with it, but, you know, that's what great leaders do. And instead of dwelling on the mistake, let's talk about what we can do moving forward to make things better in the future. What can we do to help improve us as a people? So,
yeah, no, that's great. Great points from both of you. I think I'll just leave you this. I don't know if this is in Poobie's plans. I think Poobie's going to be the mayor of Raleigh one day. I genuinely believe that. I don't know if there's a man better for the job. Like the guy has the city's grasp on his fingertips and clearly has a pulse for what the real people of Raleigh are looking for. And he's the kind of guy that can win people over from the other side just because of the way he carries himself and how just he is an incredible ambassador for the state and city. So shout out Poobie, shout out to you. If you're listening, for anyone that's listening at this point, shout out to you and Soul Food 4, bigger and better. So we'll just leave it at that. And any other final thoughts before we wrap the show up?
Nah, man, for me, just glad to actually, you know what I'm saying, get the pod going. I actually have a chance to talk to you boys, man. I'm just ready, man. I hope everybody stays vaccinated and everything good because, you know, we're going to get through a couple months and starting with the Elite 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all gas, bro. And I'm just excited, man. Like, the countdown, you know what I'm saying, to the wall and our year is coming, man. I'm just excited to be back with y'all and then to actually be a part of the Elite 50 this time. Like, I'm just excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm glad that, you know, everybody's kind of excited about the event. You know, I've been calls left and right about it. You know, it's going to take everybody, you know, and we're going to make it, you know. I always tell everybody, people always ask me, what's the best Elite 50 you've had? And it's, to me, it's always the year we have now because, you know, it's never guaranteed, you know, and it's a lot put into an event. So just to have a successful event, and kids, you know, have opportunity to get exposure and learn and get better. That's what I look for. And that's what I hang my hat on. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's going to be great. September 11th in Raleigh. Yeah. Get ready for it. Should be fun. I know I'm heading over to the Tyler and Kendall thing. I'll stop by there this weekend. So that should be good, but
that should be good too. Shout out to them too. I think that's dope. Yeah. I mean, anytime you can get guys that really did it, and if you go back and look at their footage, you can see how they played the game. That's gems for kids that you can't get nowhere else. Go get those nuggets. Like, go pay that. Go pay that. Those are real PGs, G.
Yeah, it's worth your money. I'll just say
Kendall's a lottery pick, dog.
Yes, bro.
Yeah,
a lottery pick and a McDonald's and two McDonald's All-Americans, bro.
Yeah,
go pay them and get a couple gems, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 7 or 8 combined NCAA tournaments. So. Between those two. It's ridiculous. We'll leave it at that. Everyone for tuning in, thank you so much. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. For Anthony Simmons and Rod Bridgers, it's Miles Mazzucola. We will see you guys very, very soon.